Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
If you're dealing with turnover, I'm telling you from personal experience, most of the time your turnover comes from a lack of connection and leadership with your team members or a lack of a pathway of growth for your team members. And you've got to invest in your team. You've got to invest in your team. You don't have a choice.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
Good day. Welcome to another week of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm T-Bone, and I am once again this week joined by Dr. Sully Sullivan. And for those of you that are watching us on YouTube, yes, he has the same hair from the previous episode because we are recording this one right after.
Back to back. Good. We're heated up.
Yeah, we're heated up.
I feel like I'm pretty automatic from three-point land right now.
I am excited to talk about this week's episode because it has been something that I hear over and over and over again. And something I experienced myself and things where I need help, he needs help, you need help, the listener needs help, we all need help. And the challenge right now is, where in the world are good employees? Hell, not even good employees, where are the applications to be an employee? You know, and so the challenge is that one, we might have turnover and we need to replace team members. Another challenge is we're trying to grow our practice and we need additional team members, or we're trying to transition our practice to something different and we need different types of team members. But the common theme is that we need human beings. We need people that are wanting to work and not just warm bodies, hopefully, but others, you know, people that are good people, that are good at what they do or can be good at what they do. And so this week we want to talk about what works to find new team members. How do you make yourself stand out? You know, how do you choose the right team member? Where do you look? X, Y, Z. We want to kind of give an overview of what we're doing in his practice and my practice and some conversations that we had last night. I want to share that with you. So let's start with this. The way this podcast episode came out is that last night we were talking about a specific challenge I'm having in my practice. And it may be unique to me. I hope it's not. But we're looking to hire a very specific team member. So we're spending between currently around $15,000+ a month in marketing for our practice to drive big cases into our office, okay? And with that, we're getting about 200 to 250 leads each month, and they're relatively cold leads. And so right now, Megan in my practice is dedicated to this, and so she's having to run the leads and then do the consults, as well for those that come through that process. And so now that we've proven that the money spend is worth it, now I want to double down on the money spend in terms of trying to get more out of the current spend, and we need a team member. And so—
Well, part of that came about because we were referencing your practice and my practice. We're doing similar things.
Yeah, we're doing similar things.
Because we're having a little more success on the getting some of the patients out of this for our general practice, not just like big home run cases.
Yeah, so let me talk about that a little bit, okay? Is we're doing well with our marketing, but it's doing well for me personally in the practice.
Right.
And where Sully and Sullivan Dental Partners is doing better than us, as much as I hate to admit that.
But, love that.
But, you know, look, we try to avoid our egos. You know, we want to learn. Is the same, and we're using the same marketing people. Okay, so we're doing nothing different on the marketing side. They're getting more for their general practice than I am. And having an open conversation. And this is where, this is a good point. Look, this is where you've got to learn to set your ego aside, the yeah buts or this in your practice or that practice. And it took me time to open up to hearing the difference or where I'm not doing as well as I could do, right? What Sully said to me was that his marketing is set up into two people or two different distinct roles.
Right.
One person that handles the leads and triaging the leads, and the other clinical person that handles doing the actual consults and the treatment planning and the coordination of care. And so right now I've got one person doing both, and I think it's time for us to split that role out. And so what we started talking about is, what does this role look like? You know, what is this, what skills does this person need to have? Because I immediately said, well, I need an existing treatment coordinator. I need an implant coordinator. I need this. I need somebody with dental experience. And really what we came up with last night is, honestly, I probably don't want anybody with dental experience. This person probably doesn't even have to be in the office on a day-to-day basis. This person can come to the office maybe a few times a week to kind of create some culture and camaraderie, but they could have work from home in essence or from somewhere else. In theory, they could work from a different city or a different state. I'm not open to that currently. I want them to be able to come to the office from a culture perspective, but what stuck in my head from that is that really opens up my pool of people. You know, now I'm not just looking in the dental world with hundreds of other practices that are trying to get dental people. I'm now opening up, and one of the people that we talked about last night, because Meredith was here with us, was maybe somebody that worked at a car dealership.
Yeah.
Because, you know, car dealerships are essentially like dental practices. I know people don't like hearing that, but you have cold people walk in that have an idea that they want something. They have no earthly idea what's possible, how much it costs, money gets in the way. There's lots of options and choices. Do I want this car, that car, this? And the job of that car person is to kind of help smooth them through that. And once that person says, once the customer says, this is what I want, then they kind of turn them over to the financial person. And that's kind of what our treatment coordinator is. So one of the things that I think I want to make in this point is that we need to get very defined of what we're trying to accomplish, what problem we're trying to solve, and does it really need to be a dental trained person to do that? Okay, so in this particular role, I believe absolutely that we can go to a non-dental person, and now our pool opens up, and now I can start going to team members, and you know, most of my team members only have a few dental-based friends, but they have a lot more non-dental-based friends, so we can start opening up our net of who we can capture in our practice.
Yeah, so I mean, that was obviously the example that brought the conversation up, but from a standpoint of, like, we are all in positions where we've got to hire people.
Yeah.
And when you're in the growth phase, you've got to hire. And it's just a hard market. And I don't, to be clear, like, Nashville and Raleigh are competitive markets.
Yeah.
So I think that we can speak from a standpoint of, it's not like we're practicing an area where there's an influx of people.
Yeah.
It is very competitive in our markets. So, you know, what are the things that we're doing well to do this? Well, one is obviously we are, to your point, looking outside of dental. Yeah. Now, but the challenge there, and I think people relate to this, is it's easier to look outside the dental when you don't have the pressure to immediately fill the need.
Like you're not filling a hole.
Right?
So I want to back up for 1 second, okay? Why am I specifically talking to Sully about this? Because they've gone from 15 team members to 35 team members in the last 2.5 years, which has been the hardest job market
right.
that I've ever seen from a team perspective of hiring team members. So and they're not hiring slouches either. I mean, the practice is growing. That's not like, I'm sure you have some warm bodies.
Well, and I want to talk about that a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so I just wanted to kind of give some perspective.
Yeah, sure.
Give you a little credibility.
Well, yeah. I appreciate it. And I think that's, it's been hard because with that growth comes a lot of change. I think the first step is that, yes, I laugh, but you know, to hire 20 new team members, I think the first part that we have to realize is that you're probably going to hire 30 team members.
Yeah.
Or let's just simplify this down. To hire 2 new good team members, there's a reality at this point that you're going to need to hire 4.
Yeah.
One or two is not going to work out, yeah. right? Like that's it's not that you're hiring 4 and they're staying, it's that you're going to swing and miss. Yeah. And early in my career back, you know, in the 2016, 2017, 2018, it wasn't as competitive. And so I think for most dentists, historical data tells you that you just kind of, there's a lot of ads, you interview and you hire one.
Right.
And then those were the people that you hired and they stuck. Well, I think it's definitely changed because of the competitiveness that you don't necessarily have, you got to take a little more risk on people. And therefore you're going to have to set the stage understanding that I may have to hire multiple people and lose a person or two before yeah. I find the right person. So I think that's important.
You have to go on dates with multiple people to find the right
one. Yes, exactly. Okay. Yeah. And so changing this mindset that this is this forever hire, yeah. I think is important. Now what are we doing just on a very tangible basis mm-hmm. to do things? Well, I think one thing that we've done is we've created a careers page. So on our website, which is your website is the number one place where someone is going to go and learn about you. They're going to look at the culture that you like. Your website tells a story. Not only to the patients, but also people that yeah. can work for you, right? And so we've got a really nice careers page that talks about our benefits. You can go to SullivanDentalPartners.com and see that for yourself. And so that's something that we're doing that I think is showing people kind of, hey, we're a place where it's fun to work because the money is competitive everywhere. Yeah. So now I think it starts to say is, do I look like a place where people
how do you
want to
this
come
is
work?
Stand out.
How do I stand out?
At the end of the day,
out?
You know, you're getting an assistant for $18, $20, whatever the $30, $40, whatever the number is in your market.
Right.
You know, and so every ad is saying that. Like right now, hygienists are the hardest ones to get, right?
Yep.
So every ad is saying we're paying X dollars, X signing bonus. So at the end of the day, when I went on Indeed, I looked at all these
you're
ads.
You're no different.
We're all the same. Right. Yep. So then how do you stand out? And one way is this careers page.
Yeah. And my assumption is that you're listening, you probably don't have this. So like,
I don't have this.
And my thing was like, I was taking notes a second ago. I was like, people want a silver bullet. Yep. There's not a silver bullet. It's a lot of little things that add up to success.
One plus one equals win.
And so as we start to list these things out, I want you as the listener to say, do I have this? Do I not? And for every one that you don't, it's like an exponential impact that you're having that's holding you potentially back. So one was this idea of a careers page.
The other thing about the careers page is now your patients that are going to your practice, they see that you're growing and they start saying, oh, this place is hiring.
We've had patients refer their family members or their friends to work for us. And it's crazy.
Because your patients don't know if you're hiring or not hiring, but when they go to your website and you have a careers page, you know, that sends a message. And at the end of the day, if whatever result you want, I was doing this with one of our coaching calls the other day. I was like, look, you have to let your community, which is your market that you're in, your 10 to 15 mile radius, that social media, website, XYZ, you got to let them know what you do or what you want. Okay. Because you can't get out of anybody if you don't tell them what you want. So a careers page is telling the world what you want.
Another thing we've done is video content, right? How can we leverage video content to show people what we're about, what we do, et cetera. And so if you look at our social media platform, we spend a lot of time not only targeting and marketing to patients with before and afters mm-hmm. and your typical things that we use it for, but also to promote the culture of what it looks like to work here.
Yeah.
So that's whether that's fun events, that's TikToks, all that silly stuff that we think is a little annoying. We don't look at that as necessarily patient attraction. we look at that as team member attraction. Yeah. So I would say we allocate at least probably 20% of our social media platform directly to attract team members, not to attract patients.
And I want to talk about that. One point on that is the hero, which is the star or the center of the video, is not the dentist.
Yes, this is good.
Okay, the hero, because I want us to understand this concept when we do videos. Like I don't want to be the video. Anyway, I'm not going to dance and do all that. Sure. I'm not going to do that stuff that you guys, me personally, but some of my team members will. And team members aren't choosing the doctor. They're choosing the other people. I will tell you, like, 80% of people leave an office because not the dentist, but because of their interactions with other team members. So the hero in these videos that Sully's talking about has to be the team members. It's got to be the focus on the team, their laughter, their enjoyment, their love for each other. That's got to be the hero. The hero isn't look at our technology, look at our, because none of those things make you stand out anymore. Technology does not make you stand out. Your location doesn't necessarily make you stand out. You know, your building doesn't necessarily make you stand out. What makes you stand out is people and how people get along and how people interact with each other and how people support each other and how people make it a safe place to be. So the hero, or the star of that particular videos, and I also like that you mentioned that it's not like that's all you guys do, it's 20% of what you do, but the hero of that is the other team members, not the dentist, not the practice, but the team members.
Yeah, so what that would look like in our practice would be, when we're looking to hire a dental assistant, we're gonna do a video talking about our dental assistants. Yeah. Like, we'll promote what the assistants do, we'll have the assistants talk about the practice, what their role is, what they get the opportunities to do. Like, we promote the department or the people within that department to attract those people.
Yeah, and the dentist may not even be in the video.
They're not usually. Now, we do have, I think, a unique video as well that we do. When interviews come in, we have a video that my dad I have made that we give them to watch on like an iPad that's the Sullivan Dental Partners story, right? So that we're trying to build in that if you come work for us, you get to be a part of something bigger.
Yeah.
There's
impact, history, there's legacy, history,
there's all these things. All the things that we would want to say, hey, this is our calling card. Mm-hmm. We're going to show that to the person so they know, oh, this isn't just some other dental office that I'm going to interview at. There's something special about that place.
You know, what I read recently is that today's team member, today's employee, you know, the millennials, and I think we're past that even, but most of us hire millennials at this point, they want to be a part of a cause. And being a part of something is critically important to them. So they want to be a part of something bigger than themselves. And so I'm glad that you brought that up.
So again, careers page, video content, making the team members the heroes. I think those are some key things. And then the other one that I think is very tangible is how can we make our ads stand out amongst all the other ads?
And when
ads.
You say your ads, you're talking about your Indeed ads, Dental Post ads,
Indeed's been good, Dental Post has been good, those type places. And for us, what we're doing is actually trying to use creative titles.
Yeah.
So and try to be more specific in what we're looking to hire.
In other words, you're not just saying dental assistant.
Right. No, we're saying, hey, we need a same day crown dental team member, dental assistant, or dental assistant with art capabilities, or implant coordinator, or an implant coordinator is an assistant maybe, but it's someone, it's currently an assistant at another job that's looking for a path of growth.
Yeah, a step up.
A step up. So instead of saying, a dental assistant, and that talks about you doing implants in the ad or whatever, we're calling it something that's standing out to be an attractor to get people to come in. So I think that's helpful as well. Yeah.
Hopefully, we've given you guys some amazing material. Here's another thing I will tell you. If you're dealing with turnover, I'm telling you from personal experience, most of the time your turnover comes from a lack of connection and leadership with your team members, or a lack of a pathway of growth for your team members. And you've got to invest in your team. You've got to invest in your team. You don't have a choice. And I can't tell you how many times I've heard from our mastermind people is that I'll invest in my team when I know they're the right fit. And I will say that you won't know they're the right fit until you make some investment in them to see if they're committed to your practice or what their potential is. So if you need team training, Stop trying to insource the team training to the dentist. Most of you aren't capable of doing it, or you don't do it well, or you don't have the time to do it. You're busy being dentists. That's an area where 3D dentists has really made amazing progress. And one of the things we take a lot of pride on is creating excitement and energy for your team members to help realize your dream for your practice. And any team members listening, Raleigh Dental Arts is hiring and 3D Dentist is hiring. So if you're looking,
Dental Partners is awesome. No, we're always hiring.
You want to come to Raleigh Dental Arts, a 3D dentist. If you're looking for an amazing place with an amazing culture with unlimited opportunity, then, you know, where you can create a career and a opportunity to do something amazing, just reach out to me on social media or through email. Thank you guys, and we'll see you guys next week.